Pusa, we continue tonight in Simon Kuf Tess in Hilchos Tfila, the Shulchan Aruch writes in Sif Aleph, Hanichnas Labis Haknesses Umata Sibra Mispalalin. So the case over here is where a person walks into Shul and he already finds that the Shliach Tzibur started Shemona Esrei. So if you look at the Mishnabur, he says, Hanichnas Labis Haknesses, Vimrotze Latzes Lehispava Be Azara Chutz Labis Haknesses Psalin Zarach Lahamtin. So we're discussing here, a person enters into shul after the tzibur already began to daven, and a person realizes that the tzibur is in Shmona Esrei. So now the question becomes, what should a person do? Should a person begin Shmona Esrei now, or wait? So the Shulchan Aruch says it depends. If a person is able to begin and complete Shmona Esrei before the Shliach Tzibur gets to Kiddusha, that would be talking about, let's say, Shachris or Mincha, or by Kaddish, or by Kaddish, which would ultimately, again, be by Ma'ariv, Yispalel. Then a person should daven. In other words, the idea over here is, if a person comes in late, they shouldn't start Shmona Esrei in a way that's going to preclude them from answering Kaddish or Kiddusha. Therefore, if a person is able to go ahead and begin to daven, and be finished by the time the Shliach Tzibur gets up to Kaddish and Kiddusha, then a person should go ahead and begin to daven. V'hu adin, Amin da'akel ha'kadosh v'shomei ha'tfila dinon ki kadosh u'kedusha v'im lav. And if not, meaning if a person can't go ahead and begin and complete Shmona Esrei before the Shliach Tzibur gets up to Kaddish, then im ein hashah overes v'im lav, al yispala im ein hashah overes. Then if not, meaning if a person can't finish Shmona Esrei before the Shliach Tzibur begins Kedusha, then better for the Shliach Tzibur, then better for the person to wait. Wait for the Shliach Tzibur to begin Chazaras Hashatz, recite Kiddusha together with the Shliach Tzibur, and then a person could go ahead and recite his own personal Shmona Esrei. So this all assumes, of course, that in Asha Overes, that one is not in danger of missing the Zman of Tfilah. Of course, it goes without saying that if one is in danger of missing the Zman of Tfilah, then one should just go ahead and begin to daven immediately. If a person walked into Shul after Kiddusha was already recited, so if a person is able to go ahead and begin Shmona Esrei and complete it before the Shliach Tzibur gets up to Modim, then a person should daven. But if a person can't get up to Modim before the Shliach Tzibur gets there, I should say differently, if a person can't complete Shmona Esrei before the Shliach Tzibur gets to Modim, then a person is better off waiting to begin Shmona Esrei, and then ultimately saying answering Modim, then beginning Shmona Esrei afterwards. V'huadin, im yachol lahagia lemodim o laachas mehabrachas sheshochim bohem, kashiagia shliach tzibur lemodim. Now, there's another alternative here, which is that even if a person can't go ahead and complete Shmona Esrei, by the time the Shliach Tzibur gets to Modim, if the person davening could get up to Modim itself, thereby recite Modim together with the Shliach Tzibur, or for that matter, to get to one of the brachos where one bows. So this way, ultimately, again, when the Shliach Tzibur gets up to Modim, one is able to bow with the Kehila, then Yispalel, then a person could daven. If you look at the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Chas, he says, Sheshochim bohem, Now, obviously, in that kind of situation, where let's say a person is up to one of the, we'll call it one of the bowing brachos, together with the tzibur, so even though, of course, a person will not be able to recite modim derabanan, of course, because at the end of the day, a person is in the middle of Shmona Esrei, nevertheless, ein bekach klum, kevan sheshochi mo'am. The ikur seems to be that one is actively bowing together with the tzibur. V'ze mutar afil l'chatrilo. And this is mutar even l'chatrilo, ach yitzantim shebircha shomei atvila yomar shli atzir b'shava v'musif kav. Alright, so we'll see that there are other brachos that one should try to say together with the tzibur. So essentially what we have over here is the following, that if one walked in after Kiddusha, so ideally if one could daven and be finished with Shmona Esrei by the time the Shliach Tzibur gets up to Modim, that's best. If not, even if one could either be up to Modim itself or one of the other bowing brachos, that works as well. Now in this case over here, let's say one is davening and one already said Ga'al Yisrael. So in this type of situation, one said Ga'al Yisrael already, so then again to wait to wait causes a problem with the juxtaposition. Therefore, again, one could go ahead and one has to now start Shmona Esrei. Right? If one needs to start Shmona Esrei, because he already said Gal Yisrael. So now we're talking about here is the following. So let's say now the Shliach Tzibur already said Kaddish. So now, ideally, what I should do is I should wait for Modim, or at least try to coordinate. Let's say again I said Gal Yisrael. Now I need to begin Shmona Esrei at this moment. But let's say I know I'm not going to be up to Modim at the same time the Shliach Tzibur is, or for that matter, I may not be up to one of the other bowing brachos. So what's the halacha? V'nizdami lo shemagia Shliach Tzibur leModim kishu ba'achos me'abrachos be'emso. And then it turns out the Shliach Tzibur is up to Modim while I'm in the middle of one of the other brachos. The halacha is Yishcha imo. The person davening could bow together with the Shliach Tzibur. Now this is assuming that a person is in the middle of one of the brachos. Now the idea over here is, if you look at the Mishneh Berurah, so the Mishneh Berurah says, Sif ka'an yod yishcha imo, ve'ino omer az modim, v'ashchiyahu k'desh lo yehenira k'kofer, v'misha tzibur mishtachavim lo, u'mikomokom ino mukhrach lo lahaschel, miyad lo hotu lo lahaschel, b'tzvil adshe. So this is actually very interesting. The idea over here is that when the Shliach Tzibur says modim, I have to bow down. Because if I don't bow down, it looks like I'm separating myself from the Tzibur. And Chas v'Shalom, I'm not willing to bow to whom the rest of the Tzibur is bowing to. It looks to a certain degree like I am taking away from my affiliation or connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Therefore, it's important to bow when the Tzibur bows. So Dafka, this is if I'm in the middle of the bracha, I should bow together with the Shliach Tzibur. V'alhum b'tchila u'besofa lo yishcha, shen shochem b'tchilas bracha u'besofa ela ba'avos hoda. But this only works if I'm in the middle of a bracha. But if I'm in the beginning or the end of a bracha, so then again, remember, there are only certain brachos at which I am permitted to bow at the beginning and the end. So if I'm at one of those brachos where I bow at the beginning of the end, then easy. When I sit in the Shliach Tzibur says modim, I bow down as well. If, however, I'm not in one of those brachos, I can't bow down at the beginning or the end of a bracha that does not have a mandated bowing. But what I can do is if I find myself in the middle of the bracha, I can go ahead and bow together with the Shliach Tzibur in order ultimately not to separate myself out from the kihila. Alright, we'll stop over here. Mir Hashem, we'll pick up with Sif Beis tomorrow. Wishing everyone a wonderful evening.